Tom Carkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be partly cloudy, chance for some developing showers and maybe thunderstorms, and a high around 88. Kenosha right now, 70 degrees, 73 in Burlington, Milwaukee 73, 71 in Racine. The Common Council in Racine at this point, weighing the pros and cons of calling a special election for mayor either as soon as possible after John Dickert resigns or schedule it November 7th, which would have been the normal fall election date, except for this year. Finance Director Dave Brown went over the different components to holding a special election, taking note there's the lack of a budget, the need to schedule workers who otherwise thought they'd have off this fall, access to non-city-owned polling sites for a primary October 10th, plus a general election November 7th, if that is to be the date.
There's many churches or other organizations where the polling place actually is. This year, everybody only intended to have two elections in the spring. We do not have any places, any commitments for a special election this fall. We know of at least one place that we are no longer going to be able to use as a polling location. We think we've found a replacement for it, but we have yet to confirm that.
Brown adding November 7th would be better in providing enough planning time, plus it would incorporate the county's involvement with a special election in Waterford.
So the county will already be working on election stuff that day. So we thought, well, that helps the county out a little bit. It's the first Tuesday in November, which people are used to that being an election day. Typically on an odd year like this, we don't have a fall election. But that first Tuesday in November is always considered election day throughout the country and other areas, so we thought that kind of makes sense.
City Attorney Scott Letney said that the council could call for an earlier special election on September 19th based on the assumption that Mayor Dickert resigns by the July 18th meeting. The big question of when he's going to make that announcement did come up at last night's council meeting, the Committee of the Whole discussion. Alderman Steve Smetana, in a discussion with Attorney Letney, brought up that particular question.
The special election cannot be ordered until the mayor actually resigns.
So do you know when he will announce? I mean, these dates are pretty, I mean, you're kind of pinpointing a date.
Well, they're pinpointed because the statute specifies exactly what happens once an election date is determined.
Okay.
It's nobody's announcement to make but the mayor. We're operating under the assumption that the mayor will not be the mayor at the next Common Council meeting.
Once Mayor Dickert does resign for that job with the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative, then Council President Dennis Weiser, by ordinance, would become the mayor until the outcome of the special election. The possibility of Foxconn locating that huge manufacturing operation in southeast Wisconsin is again being used to try to motivate Governor Walker and the legislature to agree on a transportation funding plan that would include money to finish up the interstate expansion through Racine County. In a letter to special interest groups and businesses, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss notes the Foxconn proposal includes up to 10,000 jobs, but the interstate work is still delayed. Last week, Senator Van Wongard used the Foxconn argument in his meeting with Governor Walker. The Taiwanese electronics makers indicated a decision will come sometime this month. Wongard confirming Racine County has been working to assemble a large tract of land that would attract Foxconn or other large manufacturers. House Speaker Paul Ryan scheduled to make some non-public appearances today, one in Oak Creek, the other in Racine. One of the announced Democrats for his job, boasting of some big numbers. WRJN's Janet Hoff with the stories.
The Speaker of the House is scheduled to attend an employee town hall and ribbon-cutting ceremony at Burlington Graphic Systems on Chicory Road at 1 o'clock. Prior to that, Ryan will hold an employee town hall at WPC Technologies in Oak Creek. Neither event is open to the public. One of the Democrats seeking to unseat First District Congressman Ryan says just 12 days before the second quarter campaign finance deadline, his campaign has raised more than $430,000. Randy Bryce's campaign says that shattered fundraising records. The money came from more than 16,000 donors from all 50 states, with the average contribution of just $25. The campaign says support for Bryce, the iron worker from Caledonia, comes not only from donations, noting he has gained nearly 100,000 new Twitter followers since the launch of his campaign and 31,000 followers on Facebook. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
That 14-year-old boy who drowned in the Root River July the 4th has been identified by medical examiner Mike Payne as Daryl Neal Jr. He was playing with friends in the river at Washington Park when under the surface where the storm sewer drains out and failed to come up. A youngster playing with a lighter set a mattress on fire in the bedroom of an apartment at 4221 Marquette Drive in Racine yesterday. The initial reports had flames coming out of a second-floor window. Damage came to an estimated $30,000. Nobody got hurt. Kenosha fire units to the 1,000 block of 70th Street. A detached garage caught fire and burned up along with a truck, while two neighboring garages were damaged. Total damage estimate about $15,000. Nobody hurt there. And a Kenosha grocery store that was raided for drugs back in March was the scene of an arson fire Tuesday night. Police indicate the owner of the Liberty Foods in the Lincoln neighborhood found an open door, then discovered somebody had ignited some paper bags inside. The damage was minor. Meanwhile, two men were expected yet to be charged with drug dealing at some point as a result of that drug raid. A town of Waterford man airlifted to Frater Hospital with some serious injuries suffered during an apparent home invasion Wednesday morning. Sheriff's Department says it was the 29,000 block of Elm Island Drive or a man calling for help from the roadway. First responder said the man had been stabbed, sustaining multiple injuries as well to his face. Victim said that he'd been followed home from the Milwaukee area by two men in their early to mid-20s who came into his home, pointed a gun at him, pistol-whipped, and stabbed him, then tied him to a chair. The victim eventually able to free himself and get to a roadway for calling for help. There was an argument that reportedly ended up with a man being stabbed with a box cutter. It's resulted in attempted first-degree intentional homicide charges against a Racine man. According to court documents, victim was in the parking lot in the 2000 block of Washington Avenue with another man trying to fix his car so he could take his kids to the parade Tuesday. An argument involving two people in a nearby apartment with two others in the parking lot escalated into an altercation with the victim, who was then stabbed in the back. In addition to the attempted homicide charge, 59-year-old Clemmy Gaston Sr. has been accused of attempted aggravated battery. A preliminary hearing is set for early August. City of Racine, like other municipalities lately with sex offender residency restriction rules on the books, is in the process of making changes in response to court decisions. Alderman Sandy Widener wondered, though, if the proposal ought to go not only to the Public Safety and Licensing Committee, but also the three-person Sex Offender Residency Appeals Board. City Attorney Scott Letney pointing out the latter makes the decisions on residency issues.
They could weigh in on it, but it would be advisory more than anything else.
Well, I would make a motion to refer this to that board as well, because they're the ones that give the council a recommendation on...
Well, they make the decisions. The council doesn't act on their decisions.
Okay. We have a board.
Well, I'm not saying they shouldn't go there. Yeah. I'm just saying the council doesn't act on that board's decisions.
While not required to do so, the council, on a voice vote, did approve sending the proposed changes to both committees. The issue of solid waste collection and the city of Racine's pending rollout of the semi-automated cart system later this year, but currently without a plan for bulky and green waste pickup, got some attention with citizen comments last night at the council meeting. Joan Wendis said the bulky waste collection, well, it needs to be done quarterly because of problem sites like by her home.
We have our trash in an alley. The alley on some days already looks like a disaster area. Trash is thrown out there in garbage bags and bulky items. We already have a raccoon problem. I would respectfully request that the council think about doing bulk waste pickups at least quarterly during the year.
Chuck Kent's a landlord called on the city to provide better information about solid waste collection and recycling.
I have an apartment building, a small four-family. Are all of my tenants residents? Are they then able to call for additional pickups? I would like to see some clarification of terms, of other terms like green waste, bulky waste. How about a sticky label that would be put on the cover of the cart to show when it will not be picked up?
The garbage collection carts in the city of Racine are to be distributed in early September, the program rollout beginning on the 18th. Citizens being told if it doesn't fit in the cart, it won't be picked up. And the South Milwaukee Health Department putting out a warning that would probably apply to all parts of southeast Wisconsin or anywhere else in the state for that matter. Beware of ticks. On the city's website, health officials say a woman recently brought in almost a dozen larval stage ticks that she found on her children. One of the insects pictured next to a dime to show just how small they are. The South Milwaukee Health Department says the ticks in this instance got on the kids while they were simply playing in their backyard. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.